1. Which product had the biggest sales last year?
Sales results last year of our three leather ranges, shoes, belts and handbags, were mixed. We expected sales of shoes to reach $4 million, but they only reached $3.2 million. We were surprised by the new fashion for wide belts, which saw sales increase by nearly 50% to $2 million. Handbags, however, did extremely well, reaching $3.4 million.
2. What is Julia going to do tomorrow?
Hey, Julia. Can you meet Mr. Tanaka at the airport tomorrow?
Sorry, Marcus. I've got to do a presentation about the new products tomorrow to a new customer.
Do you think he'll sign a contract tomorrow?
It depends how the negotiations go. He's flying home early tomorrow evening, so we may not have time to sign.
Are you taking him to the airport?
No, Piotr is.
3. Which date is the sales conference?
Have you seen this email about the sales conference?
You mean the April conference?
No, the one on the 10th of May.
Are you sure? I've got the 20th of April in my diary.
That was the original date, but they changed it to the 10th of May. And now they've changed it again to the 20th of May.
Are you sure?
Yes, look here.
OK, I'm glad you told me.
4. What do the speakers decide to do?
Why are we losing customers every month?
Customers say our products are old-fashioned and too expensive. Don't they think we're a luxury brand anymore?
The brand stretching last year damaged the luxury image. They want more modern designs.
Should we change our logo as well?
The first thing is to focus on modernising the product range.
You're right.
5. Where has the market grown dramatically?
Welcome to LXX Luxury Gifts. As you can see from this chart, our main market is North America. Last year, we looked at new markets we could target and we're planning to launch in South America next month. We saw the most significant growth in sales in China, but unfortunately, sales in Europe were disappointing. It seems that our advertising was unsuccessful.
6. Who are the company's target customers?
Who's your target market? Is it wealthy millennials?
That was our aim originally, but we found that it's mostly retired professional people who are our biggest market. They love the products and have the money to spend. And it's not only the women who buy them. Our products appeal to men and women who are no longer working.
7. What is the company planning to invest in next year?
Moving forward to investment plans for the coming year. Last year, we invested in the building of a new factory, which is now up and running at full capacity. However, as a result of this and the new technology, we realize that staff need more training, so we plan to spend more on that next year. The construction of our new headquarters is postponed for now.
8. Which graph describes last year's sales?
As you can see from the graph here, sales started slowly in the first quarter at $2 million and then rose slightly to around $2.5 million in the second quarter. However, by the third quarter, sales had dropped back to $2 million. The last quarter saw a steady rise to reach $3.5 million.